Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing.
Loud, say loud. I'm black and I'm proud. How y'all doing this morning? Good morning. Oh, my God. Say it loud. You know, winter is, fall is slowly coming. Summer is slowly going. Because usually when I get up and make my coffee, look out my kitchen window to the east, the sun be rising and daylight be coming in. And today it was dark and crisp, which means we got don't have long, y'all. So get out and enjoy that air and breathe and take the kids out. Get some of the air and walk around and just breathe. Open your doors and your windows and get some fresh air if you can. And some of y'all might have to sit by you there with a shotgun and open it. I don't know. But you got to open it to get some air. But it was really something that just let you know everything have a season. You know, it's like summer is going, fall is coming. Then come winter, spring, life began again. And as I was looking and thinking about that, I said, you know, I think one of the problems with our community is that, yes, the world too, is that we don't understand that everything has a season. And when we're in a season that's really messed up, we go crazy. And we don't deal with what's in our head and what we have to do for the next season. We don't know that we have to prepare for the upcoming season. You know, as the fall comes, and, you know, we're going to have to plant. Then we're going to have to harvest. Then we're going to have to, you know. I said, it's really, and, you know, God is so deep because just like he made the rest of nature, and we're part of nature and part of God, we too. It is but a season. And everything has a season. And we're getting ready to go into the fall. As we get ready to go into the fall, we're going into schools. And everybody's getting all excited, you know, doing their giveaways back to school. Folks getting their pencils and their pens and their pads. I'm not even sure whether what you give children now for back to school. Because I don't even know whether they use tablets and pencils and crayons anymore. I don't know whether they sit there, stay on their smartphone or something. I don't know. I don't know whether they use that motor skill of writing because most of the children can't even write anymore. I can't send them. I am a terrible writer, but I have an excuse for being terrible because I had astigmatism growing up, but I could pass the eye test, and I was real smart. I would finish everything real quick, but my teachers and my mama thought, they called me Miss Fast, and they thought I was getting through too quick, that I would not slow up my writing. But, and I got in more trouble about that. And when I got grown, I went over to Johnson, to Plano. And when Dr. Johnson, Dr. Craig told me I had astigmatism, you write the way you see when the words cut off. And that's what I was doing. So that have a lot to do with my writing. But I do write. I use that skill of writing, which means you know, our children have problems with their eyes, and we don't know what. And they can't, you know, maybe they can't see. I could see and do everything, but our children are not writing because they're not told to write. They're taking phonics out of the schools. I tell my grandchildren and parents all the time, you got to get your children on phonics. If you know phonics, you can spell and sound out anything. You need spelling. You need size. You need math. You need your right brain and your left brain to function in order to be able. You know, even these headphones I have on my head at the station, it got left and right ear for the headphones. So it got to be a reason for the left and the right because you hear different sides of your brains for different sides of your stuff and different sounds come out, you know. So that's just kind of the way education has to be balanced. Well, Mouse and Pears sued the Board of Education because they had continuous progress in there. We won our suit, of course. They brought in Master Learning. We fought them because Master Learning was only being taught in the post schools, wasn't being taught in the elite schools, or those schools that they was going to, the magnet schools and stuff, did not teach Mastery Learning. Mastery Learning was terrible. It was a program that was came from by Bo and her husband in their basement in Philadelphia. And they came up with this plan how to teach. And they sold it to the Chicago Board of Education. And the Chicago Board of Education bought it, put it on our children. And they tested children in our community. Not the community of the children they thought was great. So Bo and her husband went on to become very rich because they went to the Texas school system, all the rest of them, and they said that Chicago have it. So the Mollison parents, along at this point, we had formed the Parent Equalizers, and our theme was to balance the scale of education. We filed a suit against Mastery Learning. We won that suit. We fought for the Basel reader to be put back in the school and the phonics be put back. I don't know what's going on now. I think they've taken phonics, the Basel reader, and everything else out of the school. You don't even have teachers in schools now that know the subjects they're teaching. They're just there. Children not being taught biology because they don't have biology in our teachers. If a child was taught, maybe it's on purpose, y'all. Because if a child is taught biology, then they'll know there's a difference between a man and a woman. Because there is a thing as male and female. That's not the, anything anybody else want to be, that's their business. I don't peek through nobody's keyhole. But then if they had biology, they'll know that God made a woman. The reason her body is made, have children to repopulate the earth. Not just a woman, they did it with animals and everything else, you know, dogs, cats, mules, and horses, and a mule can't reproduce, but horses and all the other things. If they learn about biology, they'll learn about the brain. And at the same time, if they have art, they will deal with that other side of their brain. You know, I was telling Ebony on the way in that it used to be in school, you had your groups you would get in. Why would you get in your groups? Because maybe you was an artist and you like to draw. So a lot of children with arts was digging together and they do things. Or you was in the band room. You went to the band. And the band folks had a certain thing. All of my children was in the band. The bands in high school, of course, because all my children read and play music. And they read music now. The only one that really, really still plays and is really awesome is my youngest son, Bimmy G. Tillman, the one that you hear from the song that that I play every day about reparations. But they all, at least they all read and write music, and they all played an instrument. Jimmy played a trumpet. Ebony played a trumpet. Jamil and Jamilita played saxophone. Jamilita had the big one. Jamil had the little one. And Bimmy G played everything like he do now. But why do you have to play music? Because that's the side you develop. But you had the band, so the bands was all together. Or you had the glee club or these clubs. You had a lot of different clubs in schools. You had the football team together. Or you had all these different little clubs in schools that the children had them together so they didn't have to go out there and hang with the gangs and be part of this. We've always had gangs, but they didn't have to not belong. So schools taught them how to socialize, how to be friends, how to deal with seasons. That's what school did. How do you do this? Hey, look, that's a band over there. We're going to do that's a band. You had to do plays. Everybody had to produce plays and taught you how to present yourself on the stage. And in our schools, we sang the Black National Anthem. That was a given. You learned basic notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. You learned some of that stuff. And you begin to perk the minds, and then you got it moved on. The biology students, or the math students, or the chess students, or somebody running track, they had You know, I always tell Conrad, oh, yeah, I used to play sports with them. I used to play basketball with them. I'll hear Jimmy say, no, we was with Captain Dye. We was here. So you began to teach children to socialize. You began to teach them order, because everything has to have some kind of order. God made us where everything got to deal with something. We had the choir, so the choir be singing. You know, you had everything that made up the holistic of the child. Now they go to school. They get hollered at and yelled at. They don't have their minds, their little minds don't get perfect. Now, it's not the first time the children came from home where their parents wasn't educated, didn't know stuff. But the school was a refuge for them. And you had a lot of children. I know all my teachers. I remember Ms. Hicks told me, that's why you don't know, you'll never see me chewing gum. Because my sixth grade teacher, Ms. Hicks, said, I was Miss Smart, but in there chewing that gum, she'll snatch that gum out your mouth and say, you jackass, you ain't got none in your head but sawdust and snot. And you have to stand up in the corner and hear her. You said that to these kids today, their parents would be up there. And I would just, you know, so I didn't want to be in the corner. Some of y'all might remember the Duncan hat they put on your head in the corner, you know, but they were able to discipline children and the parents. But we also didn't have teachers in the school that were sadistic enough to be trying to hurt the children. So it goes both ways. And you have more black teachers in the schools. I'm dealing with that because it's called structure. When I think about Mr. Travis and Dr. Beverly over at Hyde Park and Mr. Travis over at all the other teachers and principals, Ms. McLemore, that I work with my children to get them through school. If it wasn't Mr. Beverly, Ebony probably wouldn't have made it. That's a fact. Because he's the smartest girl in school, one of the smartest, and the magnet school didn't want to be. Wanted to be like the regular children. She did everything to try to get kicked out the magnet school. When they kicked her out, she celebrated. So I had to go up there and work with it. I had to go up there and work with Dr. Beverly because she wanted to go down to the regular school with her brother and stuff and with the other children. But to look at it, and school is supposed to teach you how to socialize. It's not supposed to teach you just to think one thing. You're supposed to be able to critical thinking when you go to school. But even when you go to college, now that's why I have to watch my grandchildren. These folks are brainwashing them to think one way. They don't have... They don't think and they don't talk. They just, you know, it's fight or flight or my way or the highway or, you know, they don't engage in conversation. That's why I said this is a conversation, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, because it's through conversations you get ideas and you hear people. And we're getting ready in this season to send our children back to school. And if the parents will go to those schools and see what they have, you got to have something in those schools to perk the minds of the children, to make them want to be, to make them want to create, to make them want to be. I mean, why is it that John Johnson, they be John Johnson, full in spite of, was able to be full of, Danielle Williams became a doctor, you know, when he cut the man's chest open and did the first, when he first was first one operating on heart, he didn't have no anesthesia, he didn't have nothing. All he had was God and an idea of what he had learned. But he did it. And so then we get caught up. And then so they also taught us history, who we were, where we came from, and that everything you did it for your race. We was taught that you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your race. And that if you embarrass, don't you embarrass your family and don't you embarrass your race. But that got taken away from black people. You're not doing this for you. You know, you're doing everything got a little selfish and something happened. Something really happened. And now so the schools are really there for somebody to pay for. Well, I don't think that these schools that they are really preparing our children. I'm sorry, y'all. It's really like they're babysitting services, and they're turning out functioning literate students. How can you go to school all them years and come out and you can't think, you can't come up with something? And they used to take the children, if they said, well, this one want to go to college and work on this. These children are not even proficient in English. They don't know parts of a sentence. They don't know how to write a letter. They think all words go together. That's by design. Now, there are some schools in this city and in this country that's not teaching that way. There are some schools in this city and in this country that's teaching the children how to take over the world, how to think, how to write, how to be scientists, how to be this. Don't make no mistake about it. That's not universal of what I tell you they're doing to our children. That's on purpose. And the parents don't know. They're sending their children to school, and they think the teacher's going to teach them and it's going to be all right. I told my grandchildren the other day, and I got to tell the other two. When I get the other ones to come over, I tell them, I'm going to mandate all of them go study the brain. I want them to know everything it is to know about the brain, give me a report. And I don't want it off of Google. And once they understand the function of the brain and know that without the brain, everything else is nothing. And that's where God dwells. That's why he's always with you. And when they learn how to use their brains, really all parts of it, the right and the left and all the other things, they'll do more. So I'm going to give an assignment. I've already given some. My one granddaughter, Jamoka, went off to college. I said, I want you to study everything it is about the brain. I told Dorothy, even though she's getting her master's in environmental science, that's my 13-year-old, you still got to study the brain. And I'm going to get Harmon and Dorothy, Darlene, and Artis, and the rest of them do the same thing. If I can get them to understand what the brain does and what it is, there's nothing they can't do. I was telling one of them the other day, how you think that we riding in this car came out of somebody's head? How you think that you pull water from the ocean to come through your pipe that came out of your head? Somebody's head, which God made you have dominion over the earth. So if God gave man the mind to have dominion over the earth, and we're creating all these things, why are we making ourselves less than animals? I haven't seen a dog yet go make a television set or a car. Bring gas, see how to get some gas, turn on your stove or to come up with medicine. I haven't seen that yet because God gave man dominion over the earth, and God dwelled in that brain, in that puff, in that energy. That's why when you touch your phones and stuff, I was telling my children, when you touch your phone, my grandchildren, because I sit around and teach them, when you touch your phone, it's the pulse, it's the energy that make it happen, that you're in tune. But once you have power source, when you plug this television, this mic, and you go to that power source, the same way with your brain and God. God is our power source. So what these people are doing, they're not letting us know there's a season, so we are tired. Our children be so tired because they don't get that break and they don't get that rest or that peacefulness. I was looking at this young rapper. And I was in there to bring his paper. I left it. He just made it big. Now, he was in the Sun-Times yesterday, or day before yesterday. He's from Inglewood, I think. He was rapping good news rap, but he didn't go nowhere. But once he changed his stuff to bees and this, and my cousin died in my arms, and I shot this and did that, shut up. Now, that got to be a reason for that, child. I'm just trying to tell y'all something because we're getting ready for school. And I'm not through. I brought one of Dr. King's tapes today. I think I'm going to wait till next week because if we got to really think about this educational piece. What is educational? What is it? Now they got you talking about social justice. What the hell is social justice activist? I don't know what that is. What do they do? Get on their knees? That's all? What is a social? Before they did that, they had us talking about old school, new school. And once they took all our music and started making our children hate the old school music, which is spiritual, our music is from God, our music is what it is. Once they stopped that, then you don't hear old school, new school no more. Oh, you old school. I don't hear that old school music. I know I got to take a break in a minute, but let me tell you this. That's why education and using your mind to the extent that you have to have your mind. That's why they say mind is a terrible thing to waste. And if black people have gotten away from you, have got to be, you got to learn. You got to go to school. You got to teach. You got to work. The Bible said that, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. You spot a sweat of your brow. You got to do something. Because when you're in action and when you're working and you're thinking, things come to you. God comes to you and he speaks to you and he tells you. But no, we just want to lay back. You're going to really be getting high in a minute when all that stuff be all over the community. Lay back and be cool and pontificate. Pontification have gotten nobody nowhere. And that's real. So we're getting ready to go to school. I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes, engineer. We're getting ready, you know, we're getting ready to go, and what are we going to do here? This stuff is really deep, because I told y'all to go look at that British school right behind Target. I watch them buildings right over by BLN, too. Everything it is for those children is in that school. A lot of children are not in there. There are schools in this city that have art, that have music. You got to have music in a band. They have science labs. Let the children eat food. That grief, they won't talk about the children being obese and the children not thinking right. Look at that sodium stuff they bring in the school every day by outside vendors dropping off for children to eat. And people just warm it up and give it to them. I mean, look, parents, you have to take back control. The situation we're in now is not as bad as it was in what our ancestors had to go through. And they made it. We just got to have a mind to make it, and we got to refocus, and we cannot let, we got the same folks who put us in bondage now is guiding our thoughts. They have given us a new word that we're going to be talking about the next few months, and that's social justice warriors. That's so funny. I laugh at that. They tell us, now they laid out the whole thing about slavery in the New York Times, which it makes no sense. You could have done that in Dr. Anderson's book, and we need to make sure that his books get in these schools. Black history. We scared to push for black history. I listen to some black folks, didn't even have no problem with J.B. putting LGBT history in the schools and not even raising a thing about black history and then allowing people to misinterpret our history in this country, telling us to knock down statues, telling us who to hate, telling us what to holler at. Now, I was reading the paper, you know where the, over there, where the Washburn Trade School was. They're going to knock it down. Well, the community over there done told them what they want. They want no trades up there. They want this, they want that, they want that. And they get what they want because they demand it. And yet y'all be saying, oh, Lord, got them all of them scared. Lord, got the black all of them scared. Them other all of them are still working on behalf of their communities. They ain't scared of nothing. What you got to be scared for? You're right, you're right. Truth crushed earth always will rise. It was that officer, when that officer who shot Betty over the west side and that young man, it was a Latino alderman stood up for the officer so he wouldn't use his job if you go back. But not one black alderman said, wait a minute, that woman lost her life, the boy lost his life, this man don't need to be on the force. But the Latino alderman stood with the guy to say, Ramos, I think his name was, that he shouldn't be fired. I'm trying to just tell y'all, there's something strange going on here. Like you think you got to have somebody else. And, you know, rather than the research, we do sound bites. We see what the best sound bites is and we repeat. On this show, I would not repeat any sound bites. We're going to look for the truth. So that's what we're going to be dealing with today, education. I got some most of them. I was going to play Dr. King, but I think I'll play him next week. we're going to deal with education. We're going to deal with what we have to go as a people and what's going on here. If we don't fight for our children, if you're not going to fight for your children, you can give it up. That's your future, what you're fighting for. There's so much more I want to talk about. But I just got into that because of our children. I love black children. I don't hate anybody else. But if you don't love, charity begin at home according to the Bible and spread abroad. You can't love me or my children more than you love your own. The only thing you see on the TV now is what's happening to illegal people and immigration and stuff. You do something illegal and see what happened to you. You go to jail for stealing some bread because you're hungry. Somebody get in trouble because they trying to turn somebody away at the border. This is some deep stuff. Folks sit up in jail and rot because they've done some stuff. And other folks sitting there playing, they got computers, got this, got that. Y'all don't understand, but I'm going to finish this conversation on the other side because the problem with the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, and we love the diaspora because those are our brothers and sisters, but a lot of them will fight and feel more akin to the immigrants than they do to us. Why? Because they see a kinship in terms of immigration. And that's a fact. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 312-374-8130. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. I know you're listening to us down there in Florida, and all I got to mess it all over the country. So take us wherever you go. We're also on Facebook, and you can get us on a Blog Talk when you missed us. We're talking education. We're talking about us. We're talking about how we let other folks mold our minds. How we got to take back control because God dwells in the mind. We got to plug into the power source. Get your coffee, get your tea. I'm going to be gone for 1 minute. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
This is Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III at Trinity United Church of Christ, located at 400 West 95th Street on the south side of Chicago. We invite you to worship here at Trinity United Church of Christ. We have three worship services, 7:30 a.m., 11 a.m., and 6 p.m. Or join us on WVON during our broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. WVON.
Hi, I'm Lynn Richardson. I'm the host of the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. It's my favorite radio station, and let me tell you why. Because we're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and that means you. So join us weekdays at noon Central Time so we can help you get to the next level. I'll talk to you soon.
The Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson, weekdays at noon on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
The semi-annual and customer appreciation sale at Dress to Impress. Now through Labor Day, everything in the store is 50% off. For all shoe lovers, the entire dress shoe department at Dress to Impress is 50% off. All skin shoes from top brands like Meslon, David Eaton, Marin, and Belvedere shoes are half off. All business suits, fitted and fashion suits are 50% off. All blazers and sport jackets at Dress to Impress are 50% off. All slacks, wool, or linen are 50% off. The entire selection of walking and casual sets are 50% off. Plus, the entire selection of big and tall at Dress to Impress is 50% off. All accessories, including dress hats, belts, ties, bow ties, cologne, and cufflinks are 50% off. The year's deepest discounts are going on now. The semi-annual and customer appreciation sale at Dress to Impress. And it's now through Labor Day. On-site alterations at all three locations. 1005 East Sibley and Dalton, 9537 Southwestern in Chicago, and 4451 West Lincoln Highway in Matteson. Dress to Impress.
Pastor Marshall Hatch of the New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church is proud to welcome world-renowned philosopher and author Dr. Cornell West. Join them Sunday, August 25th at 10 a.m. as they commemorate the 400th anniversary of the transatlantic slave trade. From 1619 to the mid-1800s, more than 12.5 million Africans were captured and shipped to North America. Be there as Dr. West discusses the impact the slave trade continues to have on African Americans today. It all starts at 10 a.m. Sunday, August 25th at the New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, 4301 West Washington Boulevard. For more information, please call the church office at 773-287-5051. That's 773-287-5051. Don't miss Dr. West this Sunday for this powerful gathering.
The 30th Annual African Festival of the Arts kicks off Friday, August 30th in Washington Park. Come experience Africa in Chicago with 4 days of art, food, music, and dance at this entertainment-rich, family-focused celebration. Friday's Steppin' Under the Stars features Marzette Griffith and DJ Sam Chapman. Afrofusion on Saturday includes performances by Wale, Rotimi, Melody Angel, Chai Chalani, and Khalid B. Sunday is In the Spirit with performances by Tim Branch and the New Generation Afro Jazz, the Pleasant Green and Chicago Mass Choirs, the Kinsmen, and Donnie McClurkin. And we celebrate the soul of Africa on Monday when we welcome Afrobeat, Teresa Griffin, and the incomparable Ohio Players. Your hosts for the weekend are comedian Damon Williams, Afrobeat host Sheila O, and your gospel sister Pam Morris. The festival opens at 1 p.m. on Friday until 10 p.m. and is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday through Monday. Get your discount tickets now by visiting www.aihusa.org. Get social with the African Festival and visit us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
The Black Harvest Film Festival is back, y'all. It's running through August 29th at the Gene Siskel Film Center at 164 North State Street. Celebrating this 25th anniversary, the Midwest Premier Festival of the Black Experience features a combined total of 60 narrative features, documentaries, and short films. You can purchase individual tickets or buy a festival pass. For more information, visit SiskelFilmCenter.org/BHFF25 or call 312-846-2800.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
I'm black and I'm proud. Let's say that, y'all, and be real. Be black, be proud. That's why we got to take control of our music, because the music is the spirit of our soul, whether it's gospel, jazz, blues, or whatever it is. Tell our story. I'm black and I'm proud. Tired of beating my head up against the wall and working for somebody else. We're back, y'all, talking Chicago 1690. Call for tea in a conversation with me, 312-374-8130 at the great WBON. Right down here, y'all. And we're streaming live on www.bon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. I know you're listening to us on iHeart. We can also Facebook, and also on Blog Talk if you want to, if you miss. I'm going to go to the phone now and see what's going on with Khufu. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just walking by faith and not by sight.
Well, that's good.
And that's part of our using our spiritual brain.
Right, that's right.
The, the pineal gland. You know, that way, and when you do that, you can think for yourself. See, we're being indoctrinated right now. We're under indoctrination.
I mean, it's really heavy. It's heavy as it was when they brought us over here.
Well, I was already here.
So well, that's you. Some of us wasn't.
You can't. Well, you can't fool me. I know I'm.
Oh yeah, you deep. You deeper than still water.
Yeah,
what else?
I'm enjoying my land. So
okay.
You can't indoctrinate me. You don't
get power. You don't get I out of power. You don't get me out of power. Get we out of power. We got to look. Those who know got to help show the way to those who don't know. Am I right?
Right.
Okay.
But you know the key is, you know, the family is the teacher. We can't just throw our children. See, I believe in homeschooling, and I'm an advocate for that.
Oh no, you can't. You know, my daughter, my granddaughter, that's getting her the one that's getting her a master's in environmental science. Her mother took her out of school and finished homeschooling her. That's why she at 13, she's getting her master's in environmental science. I believe in it too.
You can still take your children to school, maybe do sports or learn music. You know,
Cooper, a lot of folks are doing that now. They're taking their children out of these schools and they're doing that. Homeschooling it, but you gotta be dedicated in order to do it. It's not something you have to have time to do that because it's not the easiest thing in the world. You just can't just get them home, and so okay, you homeschool. You know, it's a method in that too, right?
Right, but I believe that the government should fund that. You know, you can cut that.
Well, that's what Trump said. He believes you take your money, do what you want to do with it. You know, but they said you can't do that.
Can't do that because they want control. They want to feed our children what they want to feed our children to make them see. When you indoctrinate, you make us serve. That's all indoctrination does.
What they call a choice voucher? Was a choice voucher that they give? You said you want a voucher to do your choice with your education. Give your tax money back so you can do what you want to with your children. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Cooper. Alan from Baltimore.
How you doing, Ms. Tillman? I'm glad you marched with Dr. King. I can see it in you because you're a proud black woman. You know, when I was in school, and it was a guy, he graduated from a historical black college, I found out later.
Mm-hmm.
And when we sung Jane Weldon Johnson, mm-hmm. Every Voice in the Scene,
yeah.
It's like we were almost breaking the law. I said, what is this guy?
It's almost back like that again, Alan.
Yeah, when we sung it, I remember because I got a memory like a elephant.
Yeah.
And I said it was so quiet, and the white kids, they was because they had integration, and you know, we had to be with white kids, and we were kids, we didn't know what was going on. It was like it was so quiet in the room, and I'm surprised the white parents didn't come up and say, "Why y'all changing the curriculum?" And I thought about that, and now you know I'm gonna say this right here, Ms. Tim. You know, when you play with the white man's how he make money and offend the white folks like Colin Kaepernick,
mm-hmm.
Now, if he would have took a knee at a President Obama inauguration, President Obama probably would have got upset too because we are in on the white institutional racism, white constitutional racism. If we want to sing the song, I say, well, Jay-Z, would he allow Colin Kaepernick to have a freedom of expression?
Well, baby, we got to do what we got to do to save our children because they are our future. And whatever we do, we got to do it for the children. Alan, it was good to hear from you in a long time. Glad to know you're still listening. Thank you for calling. Yeah. Those on hold, stay on hold. I won't be gone long. It's almost half of my break. But our children are our future. But it's about the children, y'all. There's a season. They come from us. God let them come through us. We have a responsibility to them. I tell you. Yeah. Come on, y'all. It's for our children. Yeah. We dedicating these shows to the children because they're getting ready to go back to school. Mothers and fathers, uncles and grandparents go to the school. We need role models instead of mentors. We got mentors because we don't have enough role models. Our children, to our children. We don't hate anybody, but hey, the Bible takes care of the dead. Those of you on hold, I'm coming back to you. Don't worry about it. Top of Chicago, 1690. WDOE at 312-678-130. We on Facebook. We also on I heart ready to take you go. Direct right there. We'll come to the conversation with me. Be right back, y'all. Our children is our future.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Sherwin, Chicago.
North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles off its east coast. The launches came after the United States and South Korea ended their annual military drills earlier this week. North Korea called those drills an invasion rehearsal and conducted a series of missile and other weapons tests. Correspondent David Culver is in Seoul this morning.
President Trump was asked about this most recent launch as he headed off to the G7.
He likes testing missiles, but we never restricted short-range missiles. We'll see what happens.
When the president says they never restricted short-range missiles, he's referring to the agreement he had with Kim Jong-un directly. However, these missile launches do violate U.N. Security Council regulations.
The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it successfully test-fired a new missile yesterday. The U.S. had reimposed sanctions on Iran after pulling out of the 2015 nuclear agreement because of concerns about Iran's missile program. Mr. Trump is spending the weekend in southwestern France, where he'll be attending the G7 summit. Correspondent Nick Robertson says the president is sure to get an earful from other leaders.
This G7 is viewed as something of a 6+1 because the United States is such an outlier on so many of the big issues here, the trade, the taxation, and of course climate issues. So it's a chance for the others to collectively voice very real and deeply held concern.
European Council President Donald Tusk today promised the European Union would retaliate if President Trump makes good on his threats to impose tariffs on French wine. Tusk said the last thing we need and want is confrontation with our best ally, the United States. Before they were adults, they helped free Europe from the Nazis. Some former American soldiers, now in their 90s, are in Paris this weekend to be part of the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the French capital. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the weed killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. If you work with Roundup weed killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you could be entitled to significant compensation. Don't wait. Call the Roundup legal helpline now. 800-991-9511. Again, 800-991-9511.
You're a pro. You've got a bathroom remodel and clients counting on you to pull it all together. Lots of good reasons to count on The Home Depot. Find complete coordinated bath product collections, the latest trends and designs from top brands like Delta. It's easy to pull together an amazing look when you know where to look. The latest collections from Delta, in-store or online, now at The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
No camping allowed at some fish concerts in Colorado this weekend because of the threat of prairie dog plague.
Plague-carrying fleas started spreading through prairie dog communities near Denver earlier this month. It's tied to the same plague known as Black Death that killed an estimated 60% of medieval Europeans. There have been no human cases, so the show can go on, but no camping near Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City and affected areas will stay closed past Labor Day. Health officials say about 3,000 people had planned to camp, and Fish acknowledges the tremendous inconvenience. The band even took to social media to help plague refugees that were looking for a place to stay. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Brazil's president has ordered the military to begin deploying today to the Amazon to help fight the huge fires that are sweeping through parts of the rainforest. The order was signed yesterday. It tells troops to head to border areas and other territories and regions for a month. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Are you a woman entrepreneur who wants to grow your business? Come out, connect, and celebrate at the Women's Business Development Center's annual conference, Friday, September 6th at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. This all-day conference is designed just for you. It's presented by the Women's Business Development Center. Learn, earn, and grow with our action-packed agenda that has been designed with female entrepreneurs in mind. Join us Friday, September 6th at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. This all day conference is designed just for you. It's presented by the Women's Business Development Center. Learn, earn, and grow with our action-packed agenda that has been designed with female entrepreneurs in mind. Join us Friday, September 6th at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Go to WBDC.org for more info and use code CELEBRATE19 for 10% off. The Women's Business Development Center, where your growth is our business. WVON, we're proud to help.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea.
sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down to my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hey, it's our Chat Daddy Sims. Are you ready for the next edition of Real Talk Real People? We'll cover all the national and local news stories and celebrity gossip. Help me welcome to the show a professor whose sole mission is to empower Southside residents to find sustainable solutions for the community. Plus, actress, producer, and writer Tanji Miller stops by, most known for her famed role as Miss Miller on the hit Emmy Award-winning show Felicity. For all this and so much more, make sure you tune in to the next edition of Real Talk Real People.
Art Chat Daddy Sims, the show that gives you a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Weeknights, Monday through Thursday, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
It's the semi-annual and customer appreciation sale at Dress to Impress. Now through Labor Day, everything in the store is 50% off. For all shoe lovers, the entire dress shoe department at Dress to Impress is 50% off. All skin shoes from top brands like Meslon, David Eaton, Marin, and Belvedere shoes are half off. All business suits, fitted and fashion suits are 50% off. All blazers and sport jackets at Dress to Impress are 50% off. All slacks, wool or linen are 50% off. The entire selection of walking and casual sets are 50% off. Plus, the entire selection of big and tall at Dress to Impress is 50% off. All accessories, including dress hats, belts, ties, bow ties, cologne, and cufflinks are 50% off. The year's deepest discounts are going on now. The semi-annual and customer appreciation sale at Dress to Impress. And it's now through Labor Day. On-site alterations at all three locations. 1005 East Sibley and Dalton, 9537 Southwestern in Chicago, and 4451 West Lincoln Highway in Matteson. Dress to Impress.
Now is the best time to tackle your outdoor home improvement project like roofing repair or replace soffits, fascia, gutters, siding, wood porches, or windows. Pyramid General Construction has the best professional roofing team in town, and they specialize in replacing shingles and installing flat rubber roofs. Call Pyramid now at 773-804-9999. They have been serving the community for more than 20 years and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Pyramid now at 773-804-9999. You need work inside your home, from finishing basements and kitchens and bathrooms? They do it all. Call them, 773-804-9999. Pyramid is offering senior citizen discounts at 0% interest to qualified customers on all home improvement loans when you mention WVON. All major credit cards are accepted. Don't put it off for another day. Pick up the phone now and dial 773-804-9999 for Pyramid General Construction.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
If every boy can sing, he'll up and heaven ring, ring with a home. Let our reason.
hope that the present has grown.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go there, and I looked over and I seen the promised land. Might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to that promised land. We will not give up education. We will not give up economics. We will not give up our communities. To love ourselves don't mean we hate somebody. We love ourselves even more. I'm going, y'all, but black people, I will give my life. But when I leave, I expect y'all to come back and rebuild communities. Dr. King, my leader, my teacher. It is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. It is time for you to take that deep breath, I tell you, because we need it more for our children, y'all. We need it for ourselves. In order to get out of this mess, we really need it. Like, we got to take a deep breath, y'all. Black. Come on, y'all. You know we do Trinity. Black. Come on, one more time. Black. From the brain to the heart to the soul. Is that black enough for you? To the soul, to the heart, to the brain and the heart is one. Is that black enough for you, hon? I just want to know it's to your heart and your brain and your soul. God dwell in the heart and the brain, the power source.
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. Somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ah. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. We are back, y'all. We are back. I tell you, we are back. I'm proud of it. When you be proud of who you are, who your family is, who your what your children are, who your community, when you're proud, you just walk and you act and you just hold your head up. You know, our parents used to say, hold your head up. I didn't even know what it was. My mama would have caught me with my head down, I got knocked upside my head. You hold your head up. It used to be a time you saw a black woman, they said you didn't know whether she had 50 cents or $50,000 because of the way she carried herself, the way she dressed. You didn't know if she had one dress or 1,000 because she was always dressed a certain kind of way, being a certain kind of way. We got to go back, y'all. I was talking to my girlfriend in Montgomery the other day, and she was telling about one of the students at Carver High School came to school inappropriate, and that they sent her to the principal's office and called her mama to come get the child because she had to go home and change clothes if she was going to stay there. So the mother came up dressed just like the child. Doris told me, said the principal just shook his head. He was in a dilemma. He didn't know what to do. And that reminded me of the principal that was at King High School when she was telling the children how they had to have a dress code. They couldn't come dressed like Hoochie Mamas. And those parents got rid of it. Those parents was also led by those white teachers over there. And that was deep. And we just have a code of conduct. I don't like to talk about how folks are or what you do. But there must be a code of conduct, how we look, how we act, because little girls do emulate their mothers, you know, and we have to carry ourselves a certain kind of way, you know. And now, you know, all you got to do is watch. You ain't got to wonder about nothing. So it was just, that was really funny. So we're dedicating this, I told you at 7 o'clock hour, I told you, this show is dedicated to our children getting ready for school. And I told you all about our schools. And now the taxes are getting ready to go up some more. Not only are we, when Lori do the taxes on my house is so high, Lord have mercy, Jesus, and my office. But the taxes, and you look at the taxes from the school and the school board levy taxes and the city college levy taxes and the library and the Powell district levy taxes, y'all don't know that. Then you get taxes on your cell phone bill. Then you get taxes on your light bill if you look. You get taxes on your gas bill, and you get taxes on your cable. Just look at all that stuff. You'll see, and then you go to the store, and you get taxes on your water if you're paying by cash. And then you get taxed. You got to pay for the plastic bag. Y'all don't hear me. Then you send your children to a school where they can't even learn, coming out like functioning illiterate students. They're really, I tell you, the mouths of parents sued the school. Parents and black parents, you need to sue the school system for what it's doing to our children. These children cannot read and write. They're functionally illiterate. And what's so interesting is most of your teachers and your elected officials do not send their children to public schools unless they're in a specialty school. If they're not in a specialty school, they don't go. Don't give me no soup that you won't eat. It's just that simple. And our children got to go. Now, the parents are sending their children to these schools. The food, they talking about the food come in, the trucks, you don't know where the trucks been. They bring the trucks and they dump the food off and they feed your children. We're talking about education, and the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And right now, children mind, that's why they fight or they flight. That's the only two things your body know to do, so they just fight. You can't say nothing. They don't have science class. They don't have math teachers. Music, art, choir, plays. All the stuff, the left brain, the right brain. But if you go to those, I can't understand this. If we don't have no money, why are we steadily building new schools in Chicago? I don't know about where you live. You can tell me whether they're doing it there. But we sit by, and I looked at the, I know the mayor's supposed to release do a budget this week. But if you look back and go study how much money is in that TIF, and those communities that's already been developed downtown, that's where that money should come from. And she should say that those communities that have not been developed, which the TIF was supposed to be used for, we're going to demand that money go and develop those communities with the people who live there. But there's a lot of money in those rich TIFs. Instead of keep taking ours, but you don't borrow it against it, and you got to pay. So that's a whole nother thing. But we are talking about schools and seasons and what we got to do for our children. We're not talking about all of this other stuff. It's our children. If we don't do it for our children, what we do, it's the children, y'all. It's not us. Now, before I, talk of Chicago 69 WVON, our number is 312-374-8130. We're streaming live at www.thevoa.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. And you can also get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. Let me just make a few announcements here. Reverend E.R. Williams, Sr., from South Park Baptist Church, Sr., not Junior, lost Mrs. Shirley Williams, his wife, passed. The funeral is today. The wake is at 10 and the funeral is at 11. Where we was when he was the pastor, when he was there, his son is there now. Great pastor. He used to be on the board of TRI. But great, Miss Williams, quiet storm, really strong woman. The funeral is today. Wake 10, funeral is 11. Her body's the ER elite. 4758 South Parkway, King Drive. Now, also, my daughter-in-law, Penny Tillman, Next Level Health, they have a complete health festival today. Today from 11 to 3 in Hamilton Park at 513 West 72nd Street. That's 513 West 72nd Street. They're going to have fun, game, family activity, free haircuts, game truck, face painting, bounce house, everything you name, and it's all free. It's going to be hosted by Tone Capone. Signed by DJ Whitaker 3 or whoever he is. Everything is free. That's the day from 11 to 3, 513 West 72nd Street. You know, there's a lot of things going on in our community where they're trying to encourage our children to go back to school and get their stuff together. I was at A.F. McKinley yesterday. Day before yesterday, it's the same. People are doing things all over the place, trying to encourage our children to go. But once they go to school, what's going to be in the school? Alma Stephanie Coleman presents the 16 Ward Community Day today at Lindblom Park, Six Spurs, and Damon from 9 to 3. It's an employment health fair and a picnic. Today, Alma Stephanie Coleman, a new Alma 16th Ward, on Lindblom Park, Six Spurs, and Damon. But the health fair, the Next Level Health Fair, Complete Health Festival today, 513 West 72nd Street. Also, I'm going to be getting an award tonight from the Keepers of the Sound, Willie Henderson. I'll talk about